News Sports Talk, 98.7 AM 1370, WGCLRadio.com, the Glass in the Afternoon radio program. The 26th day of January, and it's not a happy Tuesday. We come to you today with a heavy heart, as most of you who listen to this program probably have already learned, sadly, today that our friend and colleague Keith Klein passed away yesterday at the age of 79. And will be sadly missed by all of us, including me. Sure, it says Glass in the Afternoon on the show. Keith was with me from the mornings into the afternoons and never missed a beat and will be terribly, terribly missed. As I try to hold it together today, you know, these days I don't want to do radio. I'm just like you. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to get off the couch. I want to stay home. Today is one of those days. But Keith always wanted to do radio. Always. He was never in a bad mood. Never angry, like me. And always wanted to go. He couldn't wait to turn to flip the switch and go. So today I'm doing radio, even though I don't want to, because Keith always wanted to. So here we are. It's not any fun. I can't believe I'm falling apart on the air, but here we are. Keith was great. Talk about the Taco Bell weather puddle. Talk about nothing. Just talking. We had a great time. And we hope you enjoyed our conversations. I did. And I will miss them. Keith's a pro. He'd want the show to go on, so we're going to tough it out and get through it. Because that's what Keith would want. We're all better for knowing him. He improved our community, our county, our city, our schools, and all the folks he touched through DeMolay. He loved gathering news. He loved being the news. He loved presenting the news, whether it was WTIU, NBC Chicago, here at WGCL, wherever it was. Loved it. Loved the work. Loved to chase the story. Loved to present the story. And he was a pro. Man, was he a pro. He opened doors to this program that we hadn't had open before because everyone cared and respected him. So, the 4th of July parade on his birthday will be a little different this year. Maybe we'll get to the Black Friday lighting of the canopy this year. Be a little different. But from all the emails and text messages and Facebook and Twitter, Keith was loved by many. And you'll hear those voices if I can hold it together. So, I'm going to blow my nose, and we're going to get on with the show, because that's what Keith would have wanted. Our tribute to Keith begins with his former boss, the former chancellor at Ivy Tech, our great friend John Weikart. Chancellor Weikart, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm sorry we're talking under these circumstances, but it's nice to hear your voice again.
Well, it's good to hear yours as well. You and Keith had a great relationship. I can't count how many years. I'd get lost if I was trying to count up all the years that Keith was on TV or was educating people. It's a lot of them, and I think that's the main focus today. He was a selfless individual who gave more than he got.
He certainly was. His commitment to service, whether it was what we did at the campus through civic engagement, seeking public office. He ran for the city council, if I remember correctly, one time. Not successfully, but he ran. His time on the school board. And even in retirement, all of his activities, Keith was dedicated to our community and to public service. He had that infectious laugh, and he found humor in lots of things. Such a warm and personable guy. Coincidentally, I think I first met Keith on this radio program. Sometime right after I arrived in Bloomington, I was invited at some point shortly after that to appear on the afternoon program that Keith co-hosted at Daryl Near. And that might have been the first time I became acquainted with Keith. Of course, he was involved in Rotary, and I later became a member of the Rotary. So that's how I knew Keith before I was fortunate enough to convince him to come to work at Ivy Tech. When Keith first came to Ivy Tech, he was in the development position on the campus, but Keith wanted to teach, and that was his love. And Keith and I had a conversation. He wanted to be on faculty. We had an opportunity to do that, and he made such a wonderful contribution as a member of the faculty. He chaired the communications program. He taught speech and communication classes. He was such an ambassador for the campus and for our students. He loved to tell stories about our students and about their life journeys and what he had learned as he interacted with them as a member of our faculty and classes. And he was just an ambassador. When I say for Ivy Tech, it was more for the students, the original Abandon Institute, which was the Friday day-long program that was open to the public, and we had panel discussions. And over the years, as that program evolved, we broadcast those programs. WTIU was involved in taping those. I mean, without Keith and his knowledge and his background in television and in production, none of that would have been possible. And he loved to do that. I mean, he contributed more to that than anybody, including myself. He loved doing it. He believed in that. He worked very, 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 very hard at those activities. And I was stunned and saddened to hear about his passing, and I will miss him. He was a dear friend. I will miss him just as many in our community will miss him.
Our tribute to Keith Klein continues. And we check in at Indiana University, the director of the sports media program at Indiana University. It's my great friend, Dr. Galen Clavio. Doc, good afternoon. How are you?
Glad I'm, doing okay. Very sad by this news. Certainly not what I thought I was going to be reading about when I woke up this morning. I remember being, I guess I was still 17 years old. I was just coming to campus. I hadn't quite turned 18 yet. And I had met Keith through a variety of connections the previous spring. And he had said at that point, you know, I understand you're interested in going into broadcasting. If you'd like, we can see if we can find something for you to do at WTIU. Why don't you look me up when you get to campus? So I did. And he said, you know, we're going to hire you as a schedule director. It's a good place to start. And that's what I did as my job for the first 2 years. And that's kind of how I learned the beginnings of broadcast TV. Keith was great because he was very honest, very straightforward. That could be off-putting to a teenager who wasn't used to that. But you knew that he had your best interests in mind and was giving you advice that was going to be helpful to you down the road. From the schedule director position, it expanded into other things. He knew I was interested in doing play-by-play, so he had me come and do play-by-play on the youth football championship games that used to be broadcast on local access cable. So I got a chance to do those for a couple of years, and that was entirely because Keith vouched for me and recommended me as a good person to do that. It was that kind of relationship where he and I, we didn't talk all the time, but certainly when I was in school, he was always around. And if I needed anything or if I had any questions or needed advice, he was always willing to give it. I remember I was thinking about this after I heard the news that he passed. The day that Bob Knight got fired, I was the sports director at WIUS, the student radio station, and we were trying our hand at wall-to-wall, like 13-hour coverage of the thing. And I remember I was hopping on buses and riding around campus trying to give reports from places, and I got an email from Keith out of the blue. He was listening to the whole thing and gave me some pointers on my reporting style and some things we would consider for coverage. Like, that was just the kind of guy he was. He was always there with advice, was always very focused on if he knew you, and even if he didn't really, if you were someone that needed help, he was always there to help out with that.
Checking in with us all the way from Champaign-Urbana. Boy, I hope this is Jesse Hines on line number one. Jesse, good afternoon. Is it you?
What's up, guys?
Well, we're sorry we're having to bother you on such an occasion. We know you're busy at work, and hopefully you're getting a little reprieve for this. Or you're the boss at work, though, aren't you?
Yeah, so I just tell everybody else what to do, and very I take nice phone calls all day.
Sadly, as you learned and we learned, our great friend Keith Klein has passed away at the age of 79, and we thought that you would be more than qualified to opine about your great friend who... How many years did you guys do the morning show together?
We did it for 7 years, from about 2002 to 2009.
How old were you when you started working at the station?
So I started as an intern as a junior in high school. So I was 17 when Keith and I started working together. And Keith, he's been in radio for a million years, done radio, television. You know, I was just some kid who didn't know anything about anything. And we got to spend every Saturday morning goofing off together. And I'll tell you, truthfully, some of the best memories I have from my entire life are those Saturday mornings. I've been thinking about Keith all day, and all of these stories just flood to my mind. And it's been nice to hear everybody talking about what a professional broadcaster Keith was and what a great person he was, and how omnipresent he was in Bloomington. Speaking to his radio talent, you know, he played the oddball, the funny guy. Even 20 years ago, he was playing the doddering old guy. But he always was the smartest radio person in the room, always. He knew exactly what it took to put you over. He always played to my strengths. He didn't have to do that. I was just a kid. I didn't know anything. And he's been doing TV and radio for 50 years. He embraced me, and we had a great time together. And I'm just so appreciative of all the memories that we had. I grew up around him. I was 17 until I was 24. We were doing this radio show together. So those are pretty pivotal years. And he gave me a lot of advice over the years and kind of set me straight a few times. He always knew the right tone and the right tenor to take, no matter what the situation was. And I considered him a mentor probably more than anything, but truly our relationship was just full of laughs and love and so much respect and admiration. You were talking about the 4th of July. You know, that's his birthday. He was born on the 4th of July. So he would always tell this story about how his mom would tell him that the fireworks and the parade were for him for his birthday. You know, the story I keep thinking about, Glass, you'll appreciate this too, is every Christmas, Keith would post, and it's Keith in a Santa hat, and it's me in a Santa hat, and we're in the studio, and he would put something very nice, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, you know, the WGCL family, out to yours. And each year it would show up as a memory, and he'd repost it, and he'd talk about the good old days, and it's this picture of Keith and I in Santa hats at the radio station, except for it's actually a picture of Keith and Glass. I'm not even in it, but he would tag me in it every year. And every year I would tell him, Keith, that's Glass. And sure enough, the next year he would post it again. You could go on his Facebook page and see that
and have a good laugh.
Every year.
And that's how Jesse and I stayed in touch over the years, because at least every year at Christmas, that would come up and we'd text each other and say, hey.
We could count on the Keith picture.
Mayor John Hamilton, he joins us. Mayor Hamilton, thanks for being with us.
Mike, thank you. I'm really glad to be with you. It feels a little emptier today. That's a hard thing, and I really, heart goes out to you for that too, knowing how much you work together.
Keith will be missed throughout the city, and I've opined throughout the show. He made our schools better. He made our county better. He made our city better. He made our community better.
Well, he did. I've known Keith for 20 years, probably, from his work with Ivy Tech and the MC extraordinaire. I also will just say, personally, to me, he was always such a positive and encouraging person. He would comment to me after a speech or an appearance and give me always positive feedback. He found a way to say encouraging things, and he actually succeeded me on the school board in the seat that I had till I had to resign when we moved out to D.C. for a year, and Keith has served since then. I had some familiarity with that. That's a hard job. As far as we know, most people have gone to school, so most everybody knows how a school ought to be run. So they tell you how to run a school system. That's not the same for a sanitation system, though, you know, we hear that too. But in the school system, when you're on the school board, you're dealing with not only something everybody's familiar with, but of course things people care deeply about, what's happening with their kids in the system. And Keith handled that, and he was just an institution. It was a real blow for all of us, and I can't imagine he is looking down, dialing in on the radio, making sure you're doing what you ought to be doing, Mike. But I know it's not easy, and I really appreciate that relationship you had. And we're going to miss him a lot from the city and the whole community.
That's what made Keith great. There wasn't a border commission small enough, big enough, or anything else. He was a shark. He had to keep swimming. And all he did is to make everybody better.
He kept busy till the last moment, huh? I mean, we were on the radio last week. He was working, doing board meetings and hiring a new superintendent.
That's right.
And, you know, everything, right? And I think that's the kind of person he was. He wanted to have a full life and an engaged life, and he sure did.
Dr. David Piller joins us, the former Jackson Creek Middle School principal, the longtime referee.
Coach Knight recruited me. That's what I would say. I was recruited to be a student manager at IU. I came out here for my visit, and one of the assistant coaches took me on my campus tour. And I remember, you know, of course, just like a lot of us that were into sports, kind of in the 90s, we wanted to be on SportsCenter. And so I wanted to be on SportsCenter, and so I started out as a telecom major. So after I did all the counseling stuff, Coach set it up to go over to WTIU. So I arrived on campus, and here I am, 17 years old, senior in high school, trying to decide if I'm going to come to school 6 hours away from home, away from my parents, away from anything I ever knew. And I went to WTIU, and of course, who did I meet there? Keith Klein. And, you know, it's all a blur, because you know what your level of awareness is when you're that age and you have a lot going on and you don't quite understand much of anything. But I remember vividly Keith's voice, because, you know, that voice. And I remember spending a couple hours with Keith at WTIU and just going through the entire studio and everything from the old monitors to the video cassettes that were everywhere back then. And just going over the whole thing and talking about how they scheduled things and talking about what they chose to run and why. And it was one of those things that it probably took me a little while to remember it was Keith, because I didn't end up as a telecom major. I didn't end up at WTIU. I went another path with my education. But then the voice, learning the history and continuing to intersect with Keith over the years after I got to Bloomington, it was like, oh, yeah, I remember you. And you were really, really nice. And you were really giving of your time. And you were really thoughtful and helpful. And so to think that over a 20-year span, give or take, went from meeting a stranger at WTIU to being around him and being with him in a variety of settings, and then get to do radio with him. And all those things that we intersected, he was serving other people. He never coached or officiated to make sure his kid got to play shortstop, and he never was on the school board or served on any boards to make sure that his kid would be taken care of. He did it because, like you said, he had tens of thousands of kids that he looked after, some closely, some from a distance. And that servant heart, man, that's the memory I'll have of him, for sure.
Let's see if Inman's here. We'll start having a laugh. Jim, how are you?
Well, as others have said, I wish we were talking under better circumstances, but I'm glad that we were able to talk and share a few memories and laughs this afternoon. Keith was one of those people who knew a little about a lot and a lot about a little. Keith would be the ideal person that if you were sitting in an airport and waiting for your plane to arrive and you got a couple hour delay, you'd want to meet a Keith Klein sitting at the bar, sitting in the restaurant, and just strike up a conversation. No ego, no pretentiousness.
No, I never got mad.
Keith, he was an excellent listener and he was an excellent communicator. Hearing all of these comments and everything, and again, as you well know, the discussions over the last 24 hours, I mean, Keith truly is one of those ripples in the world that has touched so many people. If you leave this world with a good heart, that you have done everything that you can to make things a little bit better, that you treat people kindly, that's the way to go. That really is. The only thing that we aren't blessed with is more time with him, and we never know when that's going to happen. Keith was just one of those people that you just wanted to be around and talk to and hang out, and just a wealth of knowledge and a great person in many, many ways. We should all have a Keith Klein in our lives, or we should all strive to be that person who, if you're,
pass it
your
on,
word
right?
is
pass it on.
Legit. When if you say this is what I'm going to do, then daggone it, I'm going to do it. And that's exactly what Keith did. If he could open a door for somebody, if he could help somebody out, he would do everything that he could to do that. What a good person to have known for such a long time.